from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Steiny and Goo, here's Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky.
It's been a hell of a week. Hell of a week being jacked up. I know the fellas who are in right now for a little crossover are happy to get their slot back on Monday.
I'm not!
But you know, no, you said you were yesterday.
I miss it. This is melancholy Goo right here.
Well, now we got an old episode of BS&G with the boys, Steiny, Guru, and Bonte. Shasky had to take off a little bit early for a little crossover. Don't forget, you still have one more chance to qualify for an autographed Klay Thompson jersey at 5-11. So listen at 5-11 with Steiny and Goo to qualify for a Klay Thompson jersey, an autographed Klay Thompson, Go to State Warriors jersey, that is. What up, fellas? Happy Friday, man.
Yes,
payday
sir.
Friday.
Payday.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yeah.
I do
yes,
like
sir.
That. I do like that. And it's, no bills are due right now.
Look at
no
it.
No bills are
no
due
allocations,
right now.
Huh?
Well, no, the credit card actually.
Oh, I can look at you. Yes. That's small, yeah, though. Man, but for you, probably big.
No. I'm not like you.
Boy, I'm sorry to listen to some of that show today, and you had to relive the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh, Steiny. You put me in a dark place.
My bad.
Well, when I watch it back, you're like, why did you watch it? Now you're like,
no, he didn't watch
no,
it.
I didn't watch it.
He knows it play by play.
Play by play.
Play by play off the top of his head.
So do
Super,
I.
Super Bowl 54
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
Now, true story, Steiny. Super Bowl 54, I was in Cabo last year.
Bloop.
Family vacation, bloop, bloop. And I've texted the fellas. I'm watching Super Bowl. It was on in Mexico for some reason.
I remember that.
And they started a separate thread saying, please let him enjoy his vacation. Don't reply to him. And so Guru and I kind of were sickos when it comes to that.
Yeah.
But this last Super Bowl, Steiny, I've only watched it back once. Because it's like, you could see it coming.
And you were there.
The warning signs, yeah. Being there was even worse.
But Chris Jones wrecked both Super Bowls at the end.
And he didn't make any excuses about holding out.
Man.
Well, that's true. That's true. No, that's what we're going to get into with training camp starting next
amazing,
week.
Man.
You guys will be there on Wednesday. We'll be there on Wednesday down in Santa Clara. And I think a lot of today's show, Goo, or at least a good portion of it, will be how 49er fans are feeling this year. Does it feel like this is going to be their last best chance? Was last year their last best chance?
If you listen to Steve Young, that's why I fooled with Steve Young. He kept it real. Like, that was, not that it's over, B.
Yeah.
Last year was the best version to get the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And you had them, but you let them off the hook.
But it's also maybe the best chance to get that version of the Detroit Lions.
Ooh.
Or the Green Bay Packers.
Or the Rams,
Eagles,
who you didn't have to
or
face.
Or the LA Rams.
They're gonna be better.
Or even Arizona Cardinals, who may sneak up on people. In Seattle. And I'm worried about Seattle, because their new coach was a defense coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, and they befuddled the hell out of Shanahan and Purdy on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So it may be their best chance, but we were talking about pressure, Steiny and Goo, like the pressure. Does this team have the most pressure for a Bay Area team? And I believe they have the most pressure for a Bay Area professional sports team since the 02 Giants. Now, there's a lot of other great candidates, but for a team that hasn't won a ring in a long, long time, I do believe there's a lot of pressure on them. And the most pressure on the Niners may be the head coach again, Kyle Shanahan.
Did you hear Steiny yesterday? We were putting stuff in the cap, future cap, and he just felt like right now, you know, I got the Giants winning the playoff series, but he might not get it here. And I'm telling you, Bonte Greenlaw is a big deal. We don't know what's up with things change. Yep. And we just assume the great McCaffrey is going to be able to take all that pounding and the what ifs.
Yeah. The season after is usually not pretty for running backs who have that many touches.
Well, I'm thinking about, okay, the 2002 Giants, this is a team with the most pressure on them. And I was going through, let's say, the Warriors. And when did the Warriors have pressure on them? Doesn't feel like they ever really did. Maybe during the Durant era.
Year one of Durant after losing, you better make this happen. And they
were so good. It's almost like they were above any kind of pressure. Mm. And then the Giants, they always seemed to not come out of nowhere, but they were always one of a few teams you thought could win it. Nobody ever looked at the Giants and said, well, they're the best team, they should win it. And I guess I'm contradicting myself about the Warriors, but I just feel like the Warriors were they were three levels better than everybody when they had Durant. They didn't even feel pressure. I don't think the Giants felt pressure because they were always seemed to be an underdog or coming out of nowhere. And the 49ers have been to the NFC Championship game four out of the last 5 years.
Whole lot of winning.
I wonder how many teams have done that since the inception of the NFL. Yeah. Probably not many.
I know Buffalo did. Well, that was four straight.
Buffalo did the four straight.
I guess Cowboys, the Chiefs maybe have done it recently.
The Cowboys were in, I want to say the Cowboys may have been in
three or four
straight.
They lost to you guys here. Remember?
Yeah, but they were in four straight NFC Championship games, right?
Yep.
Damn, four or five. And the worst part is they had a 10-point lead in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs, a 10-point lead against the LA Rams. They had a lead last year in the Super Bowl. They're blowing leads
Hart
here.
Drops that pick. If he catches that, you guys are going to another one.
The next play, Beckham catches a pass for 30 yards and gets 15 tacked on for a penalty. And your point about the Warriors starting, you're right, because not only were they so much better with Kevin Durant? They didn't have any real adversity during that. They went 16-1 that first year in the postseason, but they already had a championship in their pocket.
Yeah. Exactly.
So for Warrior fans, I think if they'd never won one for them, we would have been happy with one, Stoney.
Well, in 2022, there was no pressure on them because nobody thought they were going to win it.
That's true.
So it feels like the Warriors got the first one. It was kind of I don't want to say surprise, but it was unexpected. And then here comes Durant a couple years later, so they just rolled for 3 years. And then they shocked the world in 2022, and now they're back to not really having a lot of pressure on them because I think nobody's thinking they're a championship contender this year.
Yeah.
So they just go out and play again. But I you're absolutely right about the Niners, and we're going to talk a lot about them. What's your biggest concern? What gives you the most confidence? All that kind of stuff. And the one thing I do compare the Niners to with the Warriors during the Durant era is, you know, how do you get through the regular season?
Yeah.
You know, you've been two Super Bowls in 5 years. You've been to four NFC title games. You got 17 games to play. And, you should be able to win 10 games by accident. I know things can change. Yeah. But you figure they're going to the playoffs. So when I think of the 49ers, I think, you know, they're going to have to figure out a way to motivate themselves, I think, during the regular season.
Yeah.
Because of the success they've had the last 4 or 5 years.
And what did Bobby Brown say, Bonte and Steiny? It's my prerogative, so this is how I feel.
I missed that.
You are correct, but I just can't let, and I won't let go of the playoff run that was last year. And I heard you talking about the Detroit, the Green Bay, and that Super Bowl. It's like, they didn't mirror themselves all year on either side of the ball.
Nope.
And now I have questions as, was it Wilkes? Now there's no Greenlaw, just a lot, and we're assuming health. And I never like to go down this road trying to be proactive. But man, Joshua Dobbs, if something were to happen to Purdy, like again, we could do this with every team.
We come a long way from Trey Lance and Sam Darnold, Joshua Dobbs.
But and you might even disagree with this, both of you. But like Buffalo, they got their ass kicked in every Super Bowl but one, the Giants won. And to me, those are ones you can flush down the toilet. The Niners, even in the NFC Championship game, up 10 when they hit Kittle at the end of the third quarter in the NFC Championship game, they had the lead. They were better than the Chiefs, but they don't have a Mahomes. But that doesn't come into play because you couldn't put them away.
Yeah.
You couldn't put them away and Mahomes wouldn't have been able to do it.
No doubt. And I'm looking at Shanahan and the way he's managed those games. It's felt like he's gotten tight in those games. And even Steve Wilkes. A lot of heat was on Steve Wilkes. You know what?
He coached his ass off in the Super Bowl. They held the whole they forced an interception right on the shot. But to your point, Stardy Goo, like the Giants, 2010, the Phillies had all the pressure on them with Ryan Howard and Chase Utley and that great pitching staff, and the Giants upset them. And it was like, wow, we're in the World Series. Okay, cool. Let's see what happens. And people also forget the Padres had a 10-game lead in the NL West that season.
That's right.
And the Giants clinched the division on the last day of the regular season. 2010, they were one of the best teams, but you know, if they don't win, we still got 2010 and 2014 was a miracle down Market Street with Madison Bumgarner doing what he did in 2014. The Niners haven't had that championship in a long, long time.
And we had Acho on a couple of days ago. I don't know if you heard him.
I did. Yeah, that was a good interview.
Tell me what you think, because I throw this to Steiny all the time, and I'm going to do it today. As far as, like, Mosley getting lost on 3rd and 15 in the first Super Bowl, and then Tart dropping the pick.
Yep.
Acho, he pointed to, why didn't Ayuk have targets? Why was Kittle in blocking?
Yeah.
That's what I got on my binoculars. That's what I'm looking at. Like, what? How would he explain that? Oh, it's just better defense. But if we're calling you a genius, you got to be able to get busy and cook against the elite on the other side. But I do wonder, why did Ayuk only have six targets?
And you contrast that to Travis Kelce in that same Super Bowl yelling at Andy Reid,
boy,
get me the damn football. And he got a million targets in the second half. Where Kittle, you're right, 2 catches, 4 yards.
We see that
in all the losses. Super Bowl 54, what do we remember? He's in pass blocking.
Jimmy was missing him when he was open.
But Chris Jones also wrecked the game.
Incredible.
A guy who stepped up where Bosa's on the sideline on the final possession.
He needed oxygen.
Like Dick Vermeil's like, yo, what are you doing? Remember Dick Vermeil in that Super Bowl yelling at Kevin Carter? You want to come out now on the last time for the Super Bowl?
I can see Steiny doing that. What are you doing?
So what is this thing? I've been seeing this. So this has been floating around a while.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Somebody's telling me on the Xfinity Mobile text line, ask Guru about cheese on tacos.
Oh.
B,
what is going on?
I feel like it was a victory. I grew up in a household where my mother made cheese on tacos. Yeah. I go to taquerias and food trucks on High Street.
I guess
people gotta like, that's ketchup on eggs, which is oxymoron. That is the nastiest thing ever.
I put ketchup on eggs.
I'm a Martian because I like cheese on my meat.
You don't like cheese on tacos?
No, the argument is whether an authentic taco comes with cheese.
Oh, wow.
And many say that it doesn't. But the agreement is, if you want to put cheese on, you can.
And taquerias have that option.
They have the option.
Or they put the cheese on the tortilla. Ooh, they melt the cheese on the tortilla, and then you put the meat on them with the sour cream or whatnot.
I had a lot of people backing me up. We had one guy call. I went to Mexico and walked from the east to the whole part of Mexico. No cheese on tacos.
That's a lie.
But that was a myth,
I've had cheese on tacos in Mexico. Great cheese on the tacos in Mexico.
The question is, did you have to ask for it, or did it come without asking?
Well, I always ask,
I didn't have to ask for it.
Yeah.
Oh. They melted the cheese on the corn tortillas at this one spot in Cabo. That was really, really it was so good. We went back the next day. It was that good. It was called like a volcano taco.
My niece Mar graduated, and they had a party in a taco truck in Stockton. I'm out there, and I'm talking to the kids like, I can't wait. And then they're like, what's wrong with Uncle Duro? I was just in a corner. Like, I was hurt because they had the tacos, all of them, but no cheese. And I'm like, what? Beat me up, Scotty. Come on.
The pressure thing is so... Isn't
this
that crazy,
man?
With the expectations of the Giants and the Warriors, that the Niners may be the last hope in this market for a while to win a championship, because the Sharks are at ground zero.
Yeah.
The Warriors are in transition. We don't know. If Steph never gets back to the finals, and they got four banners, which is in my lifetime, I'm like, I didn't think the Warriors would even get to the finals, let alone a Western Conference final. They have four banners. The Giants have three, which I never thought they'd win. They may be our last hope around this town to win a championship after a great run from 2010 to about 2022 in this region, Steiny.
For a little while, anyway, because, you know, how far away are the Warriors and how far away are the Giants? Now, the thing about the Giants is, I mean, the thing about baseball is you never know.
Yeah.
You never know if they slide into the last wild card, anything can happen. But, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that the team most poised right now in the Bay Area to win a title is the 49ers, and it probably has been that way since, I'll bet, I think before 2022, because the Warriors weren't favored in 2022. Yep. That was kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
And the Niners have now been there 4 or 5 years. So, you know, I don't want to go negative on a Friday, but if the 49ers don't get it done this year and things change, boy, then when does the next big season from a Bay Area team come?
And you guys both have told me or taught me, you know, as you win, then the disease of me or just the finances come in. And that's why you want to cash in when you can.
Right.
And now, okay, you're going to identify or you have Brock Purdy, but now already that might cost you Ayuk or whoever. So
there's a lot of guys.
You got those problems as if you won, but it's going to be harder to get back to get. How many years of the last five has Baldy or anybody? The Niners have the best roster, and it was real.
Yep.
But you got nothing to show for it.
You got nothing to show for it. It's just like the Harbaugh Niners. Three straight NFC championship games with loaded rosters. And to that point, when you think about Purdy, like all the guys they have to pay, Deommodore Lenore, Charvarius Ward, Hufanga, what do you do with Drake Greenlaw?
Trent's going to say, pay me.
Trent's already talking extensions. It's like, dude, Trent, we already took care of you. We know you're going to miss about three games. What else do you want,
Big Trent?
If he played
that card, though, they would just like, you would have in the to middle pay. Of the night.
That could ruin everything. Hold on, Ayuk. Sit over there. Play for your 15. We have to take care of Trent.
How old is he now? Trent Williams.
37. I would say 36.
I mean, this is probably going to be his last year, right?
I think he might have two more in him.
He said he was going to retire a couple years ago,
I think if they win the Super Bowl, he'll say
right.
Okay.
All right.
I think he's waiting on that ring. He's waiting on a ring. By the way, you're listening to 95.70 Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. And don't forget, all guests on 95.70 Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? All right, now it's time for What's Bugging You. Uh-oh. I've never done this. Sponsored by Pest Control. Guru, you started off.
All right, listen. When you get gas and you swipe your card at the pump, all you want to do is get gas and get back in the ride. I don't want to fill out a job app, car wash. I get no. What type of music? No. Why do I got to keep hitting before the gas comes out? Cut all of it, swipe the card, and let me gas up. Dude, it's like a questionnaire. quit upselling me. I'm good.
Or round up to the nearest dollar to donate to God knows what.
And it was hot today, and I'm like, come on, man. Let me get my gas, baby.
Go ahead, Bonte.
All right, what's bugging me? The banks.
Oh,
so
boy.
Ed and I have different banks, so sometimes I need to pull money out the bank because one of my banks is Patelco, and their systems are down, so I couldn't just do the whole Zelle and transfer. Had to go into the bank and physically grab money, which is a long, long process, right? And I got baby Chaz, I got to give her the phone to calm her down. So then I go to Anna's bank. I say, hey, I have all the information here. Social, date of birth,
it's my fiance. Yeah. Can I deposit some money into her account? And the people at Wells Fargo is like, well, since you're not a member here, you're going to need a cashier's check. And even then, we have to go through the process of doing this. You have to fill out paperwork. Why, if I have all the information with the account number, do I need to go through all these other hoops?
You're speaking my language.
To deposit some money. I'm him. Here's me. Here's her. Let me deposit the damn money. So now she's got to walk around with cash, with a lot of cash, to pay because we got a family credit card bill or whatnot. Patelco, Wells Fargo, get your act right. Man. The process should be a lot simpler. It's 2024.
It's scary. Planes ain't even going up, Steiny.
Yeah. I'll tell you what bothers me a little bit is that the NFL keeps wanting to add games to the regular season. So your boy Jerry Jones said that an 18-game schedule is inevitable. The NFL is going to go to 18 games, is just unbelievable. And then we talk about injuries in the NFL, so there's just going to be more and more of those. But all I'm saying is, and I don't know why the NFL can't do this, why can't they just do it like college, and you come out, and no preseason, your first game is your opener. You come out, and you play your first game. Like, that's what I would, if you're going to play 18 games, let's scrap the exhibition games.
I'm with you on that one. And just do scrimmages, right?
Exactly.
Do the joint practices.
Exactly.
That could be your preseason. Joint practices, let the fans see it, play them with big stadiums. One team gets 25 plays, the other team gets 25 plays, and you go, I'm kind of with you there. But the NFL, you know, the disease in me, greed.
No doubt.
They know they could go to a 20-game schedule. They could put the Jaguars and Titans on Saturday night, and we're all going to watch.
I'm an addict, but just think about Sunday. And they say NFL game guru is like an equivalent of a car crash going about 35 miles an hour. Think about it, and I watch. Playing a Sunday game and turning around having to play Thursday night. Just think, for the body and what we know about the science, and not all they get paid, but just... They use them like cattle. Why would you play 18 football games?
I don't know. Let me ask you this, because this one may be bugging me a little bit, but it was a few years ago. With the NFL dominating everything, top ratings, everybody's watching, did the NBA drop the ball by not saying, wow, we started a few days before Christmas. You could weather the storm in January when the NFL is in the playoffs, and then we really get cooking in February.
You don't got to share.
You don't have to share, and then you have your finals. Like, I enjoyed the finals with the Bucks and the Suns. When was it, in July, early July? I thought COVID, the NBA had the perfect chance to reset their calendar, because now when they start in October, you're going against the NFL.
Man.
November, you're going against the NFL. The NFL is now taking over Christmas Day, which was the NBA day, and then you got January. The casual fan may not watch the NBA for the first 4 months of the season.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing the NBA's got going for them now is their season's at least 10 months. Because they're still in their season, they figure, when the LA Summer League, Las Vegas Summer League. So they got the playoffs going to mid-June, then they got the draft and free agency, and then they've got Vegas. It feels like everybody just takes off in August, and then once September rolls around, you know, you're getting ready for training camp. So I definitely hear you there. I think maybe the NBA just figures, you know, we'll do the best we can the first half of the season, or at least up until Christmas. Right. But, yeah, I mean, you're never going to be able to compete with the NFL.
And what I don't like, guys, and I mean this, oh, Guru, you're turning into a nerd, is what it's done with the 1,000-yard. Now I don't know what's what. Remember, 1,000 yards was the standard?
I can tell you.
But everything's it's just different now.
Yeah, I got a number for everything.
What do you mean?
Well, now you got to get about 1,200 yards.
1,200?
Equals 1,000.
But everybody's not like you. But you know what I mean? It used to be 16.
Right. Saxton does that all the time. He's like, well, 1,000 yards, it's 17 games now. And I'm like,
that's right,
I used to get 1,300 yards. It's like, well, it's really not that much.
Let's divide.
You've got to divide
out. It's different when you compare them to the OGs.
And then 2 bye weeks maybe you get. But then what does that mean for the playoff schedule?
Man.
Is the NFL going to end in late February now?
That's a good question.
Are we going to go to the end of February? Jesus Christ.
If I could show Steiny, you and I, our text thread about, I hit you at about 11:20 at night sometimes, and I take a picture, a snapshot of what I'm watching, just something that already happened, he would be a rich man. Is anybody in this room, hashtag random, looking forward to Tom Brady on the call? I am still mad that Olsen is not with Burkhart. Are you two looking forward to Tom Brady calling the game? Like, I got my scorecard out, man.
I'm not gonna lie,
Steiny. I'm gonna let you know if you're good,
Steiny. I have a little Brady fatigue.
Mm.
I think Olsen's really good.
He got robbed.
He's really good, man.
Come on.
He's good.
They were great.
And like Brady, he may be good that first year, but then I think about Tony Romo. How do we feel about Tony Romo now?
He fell off. I thought he was steady. To me, he fell off.
It's like CBS told him to dial it back. Something happened there.
He talked too much. You never shut up, Run DMC.
You're the only guy I know who either looks forward to or doesn't look forward to an announcer.
Like, I'm kind of with that's part Steiny. Of why I go back Steiny. In the Super Bowl, the NFC Championship game in Seattle, one of the best ever, the Niners and Seahawks. Aikman and Buck were in their bag. Oh. Steiny, I'm watching the game, but I'm watching the presentation because the Summerall and Madden, they add something.
You know what, Steiny, I'm with them
there. They're playing their own game.
He's right. It does matter.
Add to it.
Even the soccer guys in your row. When you the guy goes, he goes, we're in Hamburg, Germany. The battle of the Titanic, France and Portugal, and this place is crackling. And the roar, and I was like, all right, I'm here. Who's this announcer? He was unbelievable. He goes, like, you full wing wizards. It does matter. Like, listen to Troy Aikman.
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo to get it done.
But remember, Guru, we talked about this. The beginning of the broadcast, he goes, you know, Joe, I just get nervous about the guys who make mistakes. And these two quarterbacks really put their fan bases through roller coasters. Jimmy Garoppolo, Matthew Stafford.
What is Garoppolo parents saying when they're sitting there watching that?
Like Kevin Kugler, when he was doing the announcement, I get up for that. But like when Sam Rosen was doing all those bad Niner games when they were terrible, I'm like, gosh, we got Sam Rosen again. Jeez. Like this broadcast is going to be rough.
Come on, Brady.
Steiny, the broadcast does.
It matters, Steiny.
Oh, it does, but I don't let it. I just turn the volume down if I don't like it.
I don't want to go Westbrook. I think you didn't like the NBA Finals because Jackson Van Gundy, who I'm not going to say you didn't appreciate, they were missed, and I think a lot of people were saying, it's down, this ain't the same. And I was like, over here, it's because of the three guys weren't there.
Yeah, no.
To me, that was a major part.
One of the reasons the Finals weren't interesting to me, believe it or not, is because the Warriors weren't even in the playoffs. Like, that just, once the Warriors didn't make the playoffs, it just...
But we're used to that if you go back. You know what I mean? Like, how many years was it?
Last 11 years, exception to the rules.
Good God.
We're used to them not being on the NBA, on NBC or whatever. But it did, you know what, though? That broadcast, like, Celtics, Pacers, overtime, the broadcast, and it wasn't Mike Breen's fault, but the overall broadcast made it feel like another game in December.
And that's why when somebody says, hey, Bontan Shasky, Willard and Dibbs, or Steiny and Goo, you have chemistry, that's the ultimate compliment because that's what they didn't have. And it wasn't because they were not trying, but when you have something good, man, hold on to it.
No doubt. I'm looking forward to the show about pressure, man. This will be a lot of fun. Good week with you guys, man. Have a great show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.